Good morning, students. Today's class is on squares and square roots. Now, children, before you begin this class, everybody please open your maths books to page number 44. Once you follow the book and listen to my voice, I think it'll be easier for you to understand the chapter. Page number 44, your maths textbook. At the same time, please keep a pencil and a note copy also with you. You can keep a rough copy with you. Okay, now coming to squares. We know that the area of a square is equals to side into side. On page 44, you can see the side of the square is given and the area is given. Like if I say the side is 2, then you know the area is 2 square, that is 4. Same way, side is 3, your area is 9, that is 3 square, so on and so forth. Now from the above table, you can see that all the numbers are not square numbers. There are many numbers like 2, 3, 5, etc., which are not square numbers. Now, the numbers 1, 4, 9, 16, these are square numbers. These numbers are called perfect square numbers because they have the squares of natural numbers. For example, 1 square, 1 is equals to 1 square. 4 is equals to 2 square. 9 is equals to 3 square. 16 is equals to 4 square, and so on and so forth. Coming to the properties of square numbers, please look at the chart on page 45. You have the number and the square of it, right from number 1 to 20. Children, it is better if you by heart this because it will be helping you in the further chapters that we do. Now from this table, you can observe that no square number ends in 2, 3, 7 or 8. The square numbers ends in 0, 1, 4, 5, 6 or 9. In other words, the square of any number would end in 0, 1, 4, 5, 6 or 9. It also means that numbers ending in 2, 3, 7 or 8, they are not perfect squares. Now coming to, you can just turn the page. Now coming to the chart right on top, you have a number and the square. The number of zeros at the end of a perfect square is always even. If you look at the chart over there, if you have 40 square, then that will come as 1600. If you have 200 square, that will come as 40,000. So you can see that the zeros are always even number. You have 2 zeros or 4 zeros. Or 6 zeros, that's it. If a number is even, then its square is also even. And if a number is odd, then its square is odd. Let's see some interesting patterns in squares. Observe the second pattern. Now you can see we can find some interesting pattern between two consecutive square numbers. See the first one. 1 is equals to 1 square. Then we take consecutive numbers 2, 3, 4, which is equals to 2 square. Then we come to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, which is equals to 3 square. Now from the above pattern, we will notice that 1 square, at 1 square is 1, 2 square we get 4. That means 2 into 1, those are non-square numbers 2 and 3. So between n square is any number, and n plus 1 whole square, there will be 2n numbers. So we can say that there are 2n non-perfect square numbers between the square numbers n and n plus 1. Now following this is the exercise. We'll just see one more pattern in this particular exercise. That 1 is equals to 1, which is 1 square. Then we'll take all the odd numbers. 1 plus 3 is 4, which is 2 square. Next, we take 1, 3, 5, which is equals to 9, which is 3 square. And so on and so forth. From this, we can see that sum of the first n odd natural numbers is n square. So if a number is a square number, it has to be the sum of consecutive odd numbers starting from 1. Now children, certain exercises I'm going to give you from this particular pattern, And then in the next audio, we will go to the next section of this chapter. So you have sums from exercise 3.1.